Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
The original celebration of Labor Day was May 1st, commemorating those workers killed in Chicago's Haymarket demonstrations for the 8-hour workday on May 1st, 1886. And most countries actually still celebrate Labor Day on May 1st, but not the United States. So what happened? Well, you can thank Grover Cleveland for that, and the massacre during the Pullman strike of 1894. The Pullman strike began in the town of Pullman, Illinois on May 11th when approximately 3,000 employees of the Pullman Palace Car Company began a strike in response to reductions in wages, bringing traffic west of Chicago to a dead halt. Eugene V. Debs, as leader of the American Railway Union, the nation's first industry-wide union, supported the strikers and, quote, "a struggle began, according to the New York Times, between the greatest and most important labor organization and the entire railroad capital." Ultimately, the strike involved some 250,000 workers in 27 states. President Grover Cleveland ordered federal troops to Chicago to end the strike, causing the deaths of a number of workers at the hands of the U.S. military and U.S. Marshals. In an effort to win the favor of labor for the upcoming presidential election, Grover Cleveland made reconciliation with labor, in particular the railroad union, a top political priority. Legislation making Labor Day a national holiday was rushed through Congress and signed into law a mere 6 days after the end of the disastrous Pullman strike. But Cleveland didn't want to honor May 1st, the existing international Labor Day celebration. He was afraid that too much attention would be drawn to the Haymarket riots, which also had a level of violence associated with it that was not favorable for his re-election bid. So he chose instead, rather arbitrarily, a date later in the year, the first Monday in September. Notably, Grover Cleveland lost his re-election bid. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.